Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
DXM, or dextromethorphan, it's a common ingredient in cough and combination cold medicines, and a study found that 1 in 10 American teenagers has abused products with DXM to get high, making it more popular in that age group than cocaine, ecstasy, LSD, and meth. My guest is Dr. Melissa Arca. She's a pediatrician, mom of two, blogger, writer, and child advocate. Welcome to the show, Dr. Arca. So,
thank you.
Really, when you think of kids and drugs and you think of marijuana, you think of cocaine, yeah, and you think of alcohol, yeah, but we don't typically think of something that you might just leave lying on the counter because you, yeah, gave it to your, you know, little one, or you took it yourself the, exactly, night before.
Exactly. And I think that's why it's so important for parents to have it on their radar and to know about it, because that's exactly the first step in being able to prevent it and making sure that that's not happening to their teen. And just to clarify, it's 1 in 20, but that's still a lot. According to our recent data, 1 in 20 teens have abused excessive amounts of dextromethorphan, DXM, otherwise known as DXM. So it's just important because it's something, especially this time of year during cough and cold season, because DXM is found in over 100, over-the-counter products as a cough suppressant to help mostly, you know, older kids and adults get through upper respiratory infection and to help them get some sleep because it helps diminish the cough reflex. So the important thing to know for parents to know is that, you know, teens are doing it. And if they're not doing it, you know, studies have shown that 1 in 3 teens know somebody who has, or that they've talked about it. So chances are your teen has heard about it. So better you to be the one to talk to them about it and educate them than, you know, perhaps their peers who are, you know, maybe thinking about trying it themselves.
Well, and the fact is that this isn't even something parents would necessarily think about, you know, but,
right,
the pharmacies obviously have, Dr. Arca, because they've taken a lot of these DXM products and put them behind the counter now.
Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly. And I think they're just trying to be proactive, and it kind of makes parents think twice as well, thinking, well, geez, why is it behind the counter? Why do I have to ask for it? And the issue is that, you know, DXM in safe amounts is an effective cough suppressant, but the problem is teens are using it in, you know, almost up to 25 times the safe amount to get, you know, a high, so to speak. So it can cause serious problems. It can be habitual use. Obviously, it's considered a drug of abuse if they keep using it that way, and it can certainly affect their social relationships, their school performance, just their overall, you know, it can really affect their future. So it's really important for parents and teens to know about it, too, just so that they can be proactive as well and be in the know and educate themselves about the dangers of abusing DXM.
Well, and, you know, the thing is that maybe they even like the taste of beer, or, you know, mm-hmm, they like that feeling of getting high, but it's revolting. I mean, nobody likes the taste of cough syrup. And so they really, yeah, have to gag the stuff down if they're going to be using it. But, of course, yeah, it's in so many products. So what,
yes,
do you want parents to know about keeping these things around? Because they don't always have child safety caps. Not that that would affect,
no,
teenagers. But, I mean,
right,
what are we supposed to do? Not keep them in our house?
No, not necessarily. I mean, just knowing what you have, keeping stock of your medicine cabinet. And just as we tell parents of very young children, you know, you should have a designated area where you keep your over-the-counter medicines and prescription medicines that only you really have access to. So, you know, keeping it in a safe place up and away, knowing what you have, going through, you know, every, you know, month or two and getting rid of expired products, knowing that you have 1 or 2, you know, cough medicines on hand. And if for some reason there's, you know, a bottle's missing, or you find empty bottles in the trash can, I mean, those are all clues that maybe something's going on. So I think it's just making sure that you know what you have in the home and that you're keeping track of it and you've got an eye on your medicine cabinet. But most importantly, really, it's talking to your teens about it. I think the good news for parents is that we know, and studies have shown, that teens actually really do listen. I mean, they may be rolling your eyes at you, or, you know, it seems like they're not listening, but actually teens whose parents talk to them about drug abuse, whether it's, you know, over-the-counter or other drugs of abuse, they're 50% less likely to actually abuse those drugs. I'm sorry, I think it's like 59% less likely. So we know that it works, and we know that we should definitely talk to our kids about it, because the chances are they've heard about it.
Well, and I think that communication with our teenagers is really goes a lot further than parents realize. They think, oh, you know, as you say, the teens aren't even going to listen. They're going to roll their eyes. But if you talk to your teen about it, and we start from the place of trust, are we then putting the idea into their head, and then do we have to lock up the medicine cabinet the way we lock up the liquor cabinet? Might they not have even thought about it if we don't bring this up?
Yeah, I think that's a fallacy. I mean, I think just because we put some, we think that we're planting a seed, like where they hadn't thought about it before. I guarantee you, chances are your teenager has either seen a program on TV, a movie that was mentioned it, or a friend that had mentioned it in passing, or they know of a friend who was doing something. So really, teens are a lot more savvy than we give them credit for, and they've heard a lot of these things, and my guess is they know a lot of terms and slang terms that we don't know. So we can actually probably learn from them. So I think talking about it and showing that you're open to the conversation, that you want to have this conversation with them because you care about their health, about their future, and that you're doing it to keep them safe. I certainly don't think, even if they hadn't heard about it, that it's planting a seed. Showing that you're being proactive and that you value open communication, and showing your team that, you know, they can trust you to come to you with questions or concerns about anything, really.
And people have always thought it's the alcohol content in those medications that they're after, but it's not really. It's the DXM. Can they buy it over the counter, or is there an age limit?
I thought I had heard. Well, I know there's a certain limit for at some point, and I think that's probably, you know, it varies by store or state, but that there was a limit to how many you could buy. But there is no age limit. I mean, it's an over-the-counter product that is really safe in the amounts that it's supposed to be taken. So there isn't. So it's really, really up to parents to safeguard and make sure that their teens know how dangerous it can be in excess amounts.
Well, and I can see teens just walking into a pharmacy and getting a bottle. You know, my mother told me to come get this. You know, and for my little sister or something like that. And then the pharmacist looking at them sideways. And I mean, hopefully that it's not something that's going to cause us to have to, you know, put an age limit or, you know, call the parents and say, did you tell this kid to come buy this at the pharmacy? In the last minute or so, Dr. Arca, wrap up cough medicine, cold medicines, and abuse by teenagers and what parents should really be on the lookout for.
So warning signs I think parents should look for is if they're starting to notice, and just like with any other drug that they could potentially be abusing, or prescription medication or over-the-counter medication, changes in their appearance, their sleeping habits, their behavior, their grades are dropping, they're suddenly losing interest in their favorite activities. You're finding, obviously, the obvious sign would be empty, you know, cough medicine bottles or packages in their trash can, things like that, or you're missing certain medications. And keep an ear out, you know, hang around a little bit when your teens are hanging out with their friends and listen to what they're talking about and learn the lingo. There's definitely a lot of slang terms that teens use regarding, you know, DXM abuse. They can talk about triple C's, robo-tripping. They talk about Skittles, things like that. And there's actually a great resource and website for parents if they want to find out some more information and tips. And it's a great organization. It's called Stop Medicine Abuse, and they have very good tips for parents opening the conversation and learning more about what they can do to help themselves, educate themselves and their teens on preventing this in their own children.
Thank you so much, Dr. Arca. The website is Stop Medicine Abuse, and as parents, you can go on there and check it out and learn the lingo and discuss with your children, and maybe don't take for granted that they're not going towards the medicine cabinet looking for something. So keep your eyes out. We always have to do that with teenagers. You're listening to Radio MD. I'm Melanie Cole, and stay well.